Time once again for another episode of the We RVA Experts podcast here on News Radio WRVA. My good friend Clayton Gitz of Mission Realty is back in the studio with us. Been a while since we've had a chance to sit in and actually talk to each other. I got to ask you this question, and it's kind of concerning to a lot of people. There's so much talk about recession, and I don't know whether that's politics at play or whether that's a real objective analysis of the market and the numbers.
Yep.
What do you make of this?
Yeah, great question, John. It's politics. Yeah, so the drums of recession are definitely beating right now. But when you really unpack the data, you know, the 28, 29 other indicators other than just the one indicator that might point towards a recession, when you look at all of the other major indicators, there's no recession. So the good news is that we are looking at 2-4% appreciation. Now that's very, very location specific, as we've always talked about. So some areas are going to see greater appreciation, some areas are going to see less appreciation, but on average, 2-4% appreciation per year for the immediate future.
But not dead in the water.
But
you know, some people are talking about how you're just stuck.
And no
now.
Recession. No, yeah. That's the good news, is that all of the major indicators out there are pointing nationally and locally to no housing recession. So that's important for planning purposes for a lot of your listeners. And now the bad news is, you know, gone are the days of 8-10% appreciation, right? Average appreciation nationally. That's gone, and that shouldn't be surprising. I mean, that had to slow down at some point.
So the flippers are not going to be happy about that.
Well, again, it's very, very localized. So it just depends on where you're buying and how you're buying. You can still, you know, flippers are going to find their deals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about entering the fall, because sometimes I expect that we're going to see a huge churn in the fall, especially when interest rates are low and we're still in these remarkable times where people can get money for almost no money.
Yeah.
Are you seeing more and more people who are pulling the trigger? They've been waiting and they've decided that this is their moment.
Yeah, we are. I've said this for as long as I can certainly remember, John. If I were going to put my house, my personal house, on the market, I am listing my house in the early, early spring or early, early summer.
That's the best time.
It just is. Yeah. In terms of the supply and demand, especially if you hit it early spring, the supply is going to be lower, but the buyers come out early. I'm talking, you know, late February, the buyers just come out of the woodworks. So that's me, and that's what I've always advised our clients. But that doesn't always work for everyone. And
yeah, you get a job offer someplace,
or you get relocated. You know, things just happen, or you just happen to stumble across the house of your dreams.
Right.
and
what they can't see at home is I'm looking at this $3.5 million mansion on the Mission Realty website.
We're going to make that happen, John.
It's a little okay. We'll pick that up in another episode in about 10 years.
So. You'd maybe just lose my train of thought.
Well, they find the home of their dreams, and they want to take action to get it. They don't want to lose it.
And there's a lot of that going on right now. So inventory is definitely up right now. And like it happens every year, the buying activity slows down, right, which puts a little more pressure on value. So just the expectations from if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, the expectation should be that your home might sit on the market a little bit longer than it would in the spring or summer. And that's normal. That is a normal cyclical pattern.
All right. So that's one of the things that I talk about when we chat about Mission Realty every single day on the radio, is that you have your specialization and your tricks to move a property, whereas other, you know, kind of solo folks out there who may be nice people and may have the real estate license and have been in it for a while, they wouldn't be able to galvanize the same attention and move the property.
Yeah. And John, I think, and we've talked about this a bunch over the years, and it's experience. You know, it's not really tricks, or it is the experience. See, the best analogy that I've ever heard is, it's like going, if you're having chest pains, you don't go to a physician or a surgeon, a cardiologist that is fresh out of medical school, right? If I were going to have my heart operated on, I'm going to go to a surgeon that has experience, that has done, you know, at least 50 or 60 or 70 or thousands of heart surgeries, right? Instead of none. So
that's with people surviving.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think our track record really speaks for itself, and it's that that experience that not just myself, but that our team has, the collective experience that our team has of helping clients position their properties, pre-market their properties, stage them appropriately, and then pricing. You know, making sure that your home is priced appropriately for the time of year that you're putting your house on the market is also important. So I think experience is the big one, and then marketing is the other one. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and certainly with your help, we just reach a different audience. I mean, we have a massive, massive reach because of radio, because of television, because of everything that we do on the internet. So we're just reaching more buyers than, you know, the average age. I mean, we spend $35,000 a month on marketing our clients' homes. That's a lot of money. So the exposure that we can give our clients is certainly above and beyond, you know, just frankly, agents that haven't been doing it as long as we have.
All right. For anybody who's listening to this and has been holding, waiting to pull the trigger about, you know, putting their home on the market, how long in advance should you make the phone call to Mission Realty before you expect to see that thing sell?
Yeah, that's another great question, John. When you start thinking about it, because the pre-marketing that we do, you know, my company pays for professional staging of every property that we list, every property. So getting us in there early to be able to make those suggestions, to get a third party eye or set of eyes on your home to see things that potentially you're not seeing that can add potentially tens of thousands of dollars to the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So the earlier, the better that you can get us in there. We have clients that are 3-4 months out from selling that we've already met with. So yeah, as early as possible.
All right. Well, it's never a bad time to call Mission Realty and to talk to you, Clayton, about putting your house on the market, buying or selling. You're listening to The Pros here on News Radio WRVA, and Clayton Getz and Mission Realty has really delivered for a lot of our folks over the years here at WRVA. And I'm always appreciative of the chance to get some expertise. And when it comes to the economy, that kind of objective analysis, devoid of the politics of it. I mean, I think that's important for people right now.
Thank you, John.
I want to share the information with you. If you want to get a hold of Clayton and his team at Mission Realty, you can call them at 545-4440, or check out the entire team. Mission Realty is online at soldinrichmond.com.